Blackstone Audio presents The Judgment of Caesar, a novel of ancient Rome by Stephen Saylor. This book is read by Ralph Cosham. This book contains the following dedication. To the Ka of Sir Henry Rider Haggard, who wrote of Cleopatra and the world's desire. Cleopatra. I am fire and air. My other elements I give to baser life. Shakespeare, Antony and Cleopatra, Act 5, Scene 2, lines 289 and 90. Note on dates. By the year 48 BC, when this novel takes place, the flawed Roman calendar had drawn some 2 months ahead of the actual seasons. Thus, although the story begins on the 27th of September by the Roman calendar, the season is actually high summer, and the date, by modern reckoning, is closer to the 23rd of July. Chapter 1.
There. Can you see it? The lighthouse.
Bethesda gripped my arm and pointed to a sparkle of light on the dark horizon. It was the hour before dawn. The deck of the ship rocked gently beneath our feet. I squinted and followed her gaze. All night Bethesda had stayed awake, awaiting the first glimpse of the great lighthouse of Alexandria.
"It could be any minute now," the captain had told us the previous day at twilight,
and Bethesda had staked a place at the prow of the ship, her gaze set on the southern horizon, where blue-green sea met azure sky. Slowly the blues darkened to deepest purple, and then to black. The sky was pierced with stars and stars.